Let's get to our NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45. We will start where we left off. The undefeated Seattle Seahawks, where the ringer is struggling with Geno's play in terms of how to rank him.
Geno Smith right now is...
it's insane.
I don't want to put a number on where I'd rank him.
Right.
It'd sound outrageous. But for all the talk the last couple weeks about passing being down and quarterback play being a little shaky, none of that is an issue in Seattle. Geno is playing at an even higher level than he had 2 years ago. He's playing like really one of the top 5 to 8 quarterbacks in the league right now on a down-to-down basis.
For the reasons you just laid out, like, he's the hardest quarterback for me to rank right now, because I don't want to say something outlandish and be like, oh, he's a top 5 quarterback right now. Like, he's the next guy out of the elite conversation. But I think, like, that is the case.
All right, I got a double cheeseburger zigger zag for you.
God, I love a good double cheeseburger.
Who doesn't?
That sounds good right
it's
now.
It's so exciting to get a double cheeseburger.
I'm hungry.
Zigger zag dirt, you too struggle with where Geno ranks amongst quarterbacks. And zigger zag. He's playing like a top 5 quarterback right now. I am in the camp of we need to rank him in the moments
now.
During the season. Stop with this like, oh, here's my ranking and I won't change it for a year. You got to change with the information. So zigger zag on the first that you struggle with where to rank him. And then zigger zag, you think he's playing like a top 5 quarterback.
On my double cheeseburger, I would like one layer of zig and another layer of zig. I'm going to zig on both of those.
Double zigging.
I'm going to double zig on that double cheeseburger.
With cheese.
He's incredibly hard to rank and to discuss. The numbers, though, speak for themselves. And sometimes stats can be misleading. Sometimes we put too much into them. He's completing nearly 75% of his passes. He's been wildly efficient. I know he threw a couple of picks that he wants back this weekend against Miami. And it's not like he's throwing 4 tutties a game. He's only got 3 touchdowns, I believe, through the first 3 weeks of the season. But when you look at all the other metrics and the way that he's playing, he belongs in that category. Do I think he's ultimately a top 5 guy? No, that's why the first one is a zig, because he's hard to... You see stretches like this, and you're like, he's good, but I don't... Would I take him over this guy, or this guy?
You don't want to be wrong on him, but you also have to acknowledge what he's
done. You have to acknowledge and give him credit when he's playing great. And so, yeah, I have a really hard time where he falls in the overall landscape of quarterback play. But as of right now, there is zero. Look at around the league, the way some of these guys are struggling, man. There is zero reason to not say he's playing at a top 5 level.
Speaking of undefeateds, Mike Tomlin. Why will you not name Justin Fields the starting quarterback already?
Because there's no need. I explained to you the variables of the week. It has not changed. He's going to walk in this building with that mindset tomorrow. And so I really, there's no need to. Sometimes in this business, man, there's a myriad of complex decisions that need to be made. I've learned to make them when it's appropriate and it's not necessary as we sit here right now. When Russ gets to an appropriate point of health and we have a decision to make, I'll make it and I'll announce it and I'll be really transparent about it. But until then, I don't care how many ways you guys ask me, I got no intentions of making the decision that's unnecessary at this juncture.
Well, 73.3 completion percentage, 3-0. I mentioned it in the NFL factoids. He leads the league in fourth quarter passer rating. Dirt, you heard from Mike Tomlin there. Zigger zag, the Steelers should keep the quarterback spot open.
I mean, this is one of the easier zags you've given me, and I don't really understand why Tomlin's handling it this way. It doesn't make sense to me. What is Russell Wilson's feelings going to get hurt? He's going to go run and not want to show up to practice because he's not the starting quarterback anymore.
Shouldn't we just believe him that maybe he actually doesn't think there's a difference?
Fields is playing great. I believe that there is a difference.
I do too, but this is a weird...
It's kind of a weird thing.
But if he does that, then you open. I think he doesn't want all the questions. Are you going to trade Russell Wilson? Do you regret the decision? All of that.
Isn't there only one week of that, though?
No, I don't regret it at all. So. We had a quarterback competition. He was going to win. He got hurt. Fields started because he got hurt, and he's playing great. We're undefeated.
I think that was all for media. I think Tomlin knows what he's doing.
I do, too.
And I don't think he's stupid enough enough to actually bench this guy. Like,
no,
he's not dumb enough. He's been over 500 so many years for a reason, and he's not sitting him down when Russell Wilson comes back.
I think part of this is to Russ, is a respect to Russ of, like, we don't want to make you look bad, but you're not better than Justin Fields. And by the way, I told you in the summer, this dude was going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, it was as easy to see as day, because Russell Wilson is washed, and Justin Fields is young. And you, at least there's, we can debate, you know, how much blame did he deserve in Chicago, this or that. Like, he's at least young, and there's potential there. Now, will it ever turn into something? It's a great early return three games in. We'll see as the future holds. But he's been awesome, man. He's only turned the ball over once in three games. He's playing great football.
According to NFL Network's weekly power rankings, which, by the way, where the hell's my dirty pole been? It's been shoved down my throat for years.
You want my dirty pole back in your throat? You said it. You said it's been, that was your words.
Their top 10 came out.
Not mine.
NFL Network's power rankings. Yeah. Here is their top five in order 1 to 5. Number one, Kansas City. Number two, Buffalo. Number three, Minnesota. Number four, Detroit. Number five, Philadelphia. Zig or zag, Dirt, you agree that those are the top five teams.
That's a little disrespectful to the team we were literally just talking about. The Pittsburgh Steelers are undefeated. And I know that sometimes you can look at 3-0 records and have a hard time judging, well, who have they beaten this? Like, I mean, they got wins over the Falcons, who many people think are going to be a playoff team this year, or capable of being a playoff team. They beat Philadelphia on the road in Philly, one of those teams that's ranked inside the top five. And the Chargers, who, and I know Herbert got banged up in that game, but they might have still won it if Herbert kept playing. It wasn't like they were getting blown out and then ended up winning it. So, no, I disagree with that. I don't think Philadelphia deserves to be ranked that high. I know they had a nice win this weekend on the road against New Orleans, but I'm not quite there with them. And Detroit had a really rough loss and didn't look great in their first 2 weeks. Now, they bounced back with a nice win this weekend. Now they get Seattle at home on Monday night, but I wouldn't have either of those teams. I think Seattle deserves to be there, and I think Pittsburgh deserves to be there.
Last one, and then we'll go to the second hour. Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey, who I think has the strongest leg in the NFL, he currently has more fantasy points than Diggs, Chase, Harrison Jr., Amon-Ra St. Brown, Bijan, Adams, Mahomes, Stroud, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyreek Hill. And I would know that last one because Hill has done nothing for me in fantasy.
Yeah.
Zig or zag, fantasy football is stupid.
Zig!
Zig!
Are we taking kickers in the second round now because they get all these points?
Remember
now,
when
why are his points that they've just made so many field goals?
Are they giving bonuses for the long field goal?
Yeah, because he's got the long leg, right? Isn't he making a bunch of
50-yarders? He's going to make a 70-yarder this year.
Dude, he's capable. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. Tyreek Hill has been a disaster in fantasy. He's gotten 6 and 7 the last 2 weeks.
That's not good.
And he has no quarterback.
No, Diggs has had some moments, but they didn't do much offensively at all last week.
Harrison Jr. is a rookie.
He had the one game where he exploded against the Rams, but he was non-existent in week one.
I think the surprise here for me might be, it might be Stroud. He hasn't had a great year.
Nope.
Second year woes so far. But
sophomore slumps, man. They're a real thing.
There we go. NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45.